From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the English composer Alan Rawsthorne. We'll hear his First Symphony, completed in 1950. By this point, Rawsthorne was well established as a modern composer, with such notable works as his symphonic studies, his concerto for string orchestra, as well as his piano and violin concertos. This work is quite energetic in nature, as would be his Third Symphony from 1964. The Second Symphony from 1959 is more pastoral in nature, inspired by the English countryside. The work is in four movements: Allegro tempestuoso, Allegro, Allegro non troppo, and the fourth and final movement, Poco maestoso, and Allegro risoluto. It's performed here by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra under the direction of David Lloyd Jones.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music of Alan Rawsthorne, his first symphony from 1950, in four movements, Allegro Tempestuoso, Allegro, Allegro non troppo, and Poco maestoso and Allegro risoluto, respectively. As performed by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, David Lloyd Jones conducting, sessions recorded in 2004, and issued on the Naxos label, a compact disc containing all three of the Rawsthorne symphonies. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions, presenting a wide range of sounds from the full spectrum of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for more info about the show, and also streaming audio of this and previous episodes in the series. QualityRadioProductions.blogspot.com is the address. This is program number 1608. Moving now to the and beyond portion of Classics and Beyond, as we turn to some darker, more foreboding, progressive electronic music from Germany from the 1970s. As we turn to music of Klaus Schulze. Klaus was a founding member of both Tangerine Dream and Ashra Tempel in the late 60s and early 70s, a member of the Berlin School of Electronic Music. Many of Klaus's 1970s albums consist of two sidelong, atmospheric, minimalist compositions for drums and synthesizers. This, however, will be a purely electronic work from his 1977 album, Mirage. This is the B-side of that release. It's a piece entitled Crystal Lake, and for me, it depicts a vast, frozen Arctic landscape. The work is in six sections, all of them flowing continuously without a break. Xylotones, Chrome Waves, Willow Dreams, Liquid Mirrors, Spring Dance, and A Bientôt. Music of Klaus Schulze. Thank you.
Thank you.
an electronic journey through a vast frozen wilderness, courtesy of Klaus Schulze and his array of synthesizers. The piece Crystal Lake, the work in six sections, Xylotones, Chrome Waves, Willow Dreams, Liquid Mirrors, Spring Dance, and A Bientu, respectively. Taking up all of the B-side of the 1977 album Mirage, that album reissued on CD on the Revisited label, that CD reissue containing bonus material which was not included on the original LP release. I do tend to favor Klaus's vintage work from the 70s, and this, in my view, is one of his finest efforts, the album Mirage. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. Tune in again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.